Good morning on Saturday, the 28th of May. Not a good day yesterday. Fortunately, very few plays and small unit size. So we escaped that one. Let's move on to today. There's no NBA to look at. There's baseball and one hockey. Starting with baseball, we're going to take Cleveland on the road versus Detroit. You're going to pay about minus 149 in the money line on that. Both pitchers are right-handed. Detroit's minimal experience. Detroit does not hit right-handed hitting. Pitching, and Cleveland does, in addition to the quality of pitching and the quality of team. So we got to go with Cleveland. Then we look at Chicago and the Battle of Chicago, the Cubs and the White Sox. I'm going to go with the White Sox. You're going to pay about minus 140 on that. We have an advantage in this with pitching, although it's hit or miss. Cueto is a veteran, but you don't know for sure what you're going to get yet. So far, so good. Again, the Southsiders are at home, better team, and a pitching advantage. So we're going to go with the Sox, the White Sox. Now we'll take the Dodgers on the road versus Arizona. Tony Gonsolin against Merrill Kelly. That's not necessarily a huge pitching advantage, and it is in Arizona. You got to go with the team quality here. And a pitcher, Dodger pitcher, has actually been doing really well. Maybe he's outperforming his internal metrics, but until you see signs of decay, you probably have to go with the Dodgers. And you're going to take them on the run line at minus 115. You got to win by two, but they are the road team. That actually is an advantage, taking the run line on the road, because you don't stop scoring until you're done scoring. And then Pittsburgh and San Diego. San Diego on the run line, minus 110. Pittsburgh, Brubaker's not a terrible pitcher, but you're not pitching with much defense behind you, and his numbers aren't as good as they should be. He's a decent pitcher. He's not a great pitcher, and the defense behind him doesn't do him any favors. San Diego, they're in good shape with their pitching today with Musgrove. He's got a 1.9 ERA and a 0.94 whip to Brubaker's 4.64 and a 1.36. So there's a significant difference there. Musgrove's 5-0, Brubaker's 0-4. Again, there's quality of teams, and you're paying for that quality of team. So that's why we have to take San Diego on the run line, minus 1.5, minus 110. We've got to jump right into the parlays, the pizza parlay. San Diego and the Dodgers together, money line, plus 117. Again, we're taking the money line, not the run line. You can do the run line and get some serious money on the payout, but let's just go for the win. Again, with the home team of San Diego, you could just sneak it out by a one, so you want to make sure you're not losing ground on that. Three-teamer, the beer parlay. We're going to take those same teams. We're going to add the Southsiders from Chicago, the White Sox. We're going to get it up there around plus 273. You could seriously take the Cleveland game instead of the White Sox game. In this scenario, I'm essentially just going to take the home team advantage here rather than the road team. That's really all I'm doing there. There's not a significant difference. Again, the odds of the two straight up are about the same. It's 6 to 1.5 dozen the other. I'm simply going to go on the coin toss of between which one to add as a third team. I'm going to add the White Sox rather than the Guardians. Okay, so the last game is hockey. It's Carolina and the Rangers. There's no need to. You can get the Rangers at minus 104 now if you shop around. It's minus 104 to minus 115 and all in between. Now, there's no reason to go against the trend. New York wins their games in New York, and Carolina wins in Carolina. Carolina probably wins the series in seven after they lose this one, in theory. And they go back home and they win the title. They're still doing it. Their number two goalie, Ranta, although he's doing very well. The goalie advantage is the Rangers, Igor Shesterkin. And although he wasn't good earlier in the playoffs, he's certainly getting it done now. I do look at this as Rangers 3.02 to Carolina 2.72. So while I would lean the under, the numbers are telling me not to. And every time you see under, like that, yeah, why go against the trend, right? But contrarian says not all games continue to go under just because they already have. This could be the game that that's different. This could go to overtime 3-3 or something like that. I don't expect that. I would lean to the under, but I have absolutely no reason to play this under here. While I say that, yes, the reason to play the under is because every single game's gone under. And you've got two goaltenders that are playing extremely well. You've got two teams that like to play a little defense. There's no reason to go over either. Absolutely not a reason to go over. I just don't find this to be an advantage play. I don't see a real good payoff to take the under, and I definitely don't see one taking the over. My gut tells me this could be one that goes over, so I'm definitely not playing the under. And there's no reason to do a same-game parlay here. You're getting the Rangers at minus 104 or anywhere in that range. That's the lowest it is right now. There's no reason to add another risk to that. You could do the Rangers and under 7.5 and feel pretty darn comfortable that it doesn't get to 8 or more, and you're going to get plus money out of that. I believe it was plus 120 or something like that. There's no reason to do that. You never know what's going to happen. 5-3, who knows? So let's not play around. Let's just take the Rangers to win. And yes, I am going with a trend in that scenario. Same argument could be had that the home teams aren't going to continue to win. There's a stronger trend in home teams winning than there would be in continuing to take an under. The strength of trend would be much more dominant in home and away versus over and under. And again, you're not paying any juice to speak of on this. So it's the Rangers, half unit, all the way. And the baseball were all half unit. And again, the pizza and beer parlays, quarter unit for the two-team, two-legger, and 1/8, so half of the previous one on the three-legger. We're not risking a whole lot on there, and we're looking for a little bit of payoff. That will be all, and I'll be back tomorrow.